With pork production in the Philippines heavily impacted by African swine fever, President Rodrigo Duterte cut tariff rates in an effort to attract more imported pork. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Bohr has more details in this USMEF report.
The Philippines had incredibly high tariffs of 30% within the roughly 54,000-ton quota and 40% otherwise. Those were dramatically cut to 5% within the quota and 15% for out of quota for 3 months. Then tariffs increase modestly from 5% to 10% for the following 9 months, again for within quota, and increasing from 15% to 20% for anything outside of the quota. Then they're set to return to those high rates by April of 2022 if there isn't an extension. And then the piece that we're still waiting on is another potential executive order to expand that quota from roughly 54,000 tons to 404,000 tons. So the increase in the quota is another important piece of this that we're not sure of yet. This really should benefit Philippine consumers. That's clearly why the president went ahead with the tariff reductions, realizing that they need more affordable pork in the Philippines. And really, you're looking at pretty tight global supplies. So for the Philippines to be able to buy more, a 30% tariff was just not going to cut it. You know, we've seen the Philippine government try to utilize various price caps and these types of mechanisms, which don't work. And so the tariff reduction indeed should help bring more product in for Philippines consumers. We obviously aren't the only ones that are going to benefit from this additional demand, and I do expect really strong competition from the Europeans, Spain, currently the biggest supplier, although a lot of that has been offals. Canada and the U.S. are the biggest suppliers so far this year on pork cut imports.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.